He was a Marine and then a state trooper. He's worked with some of the biggest movers and shakers in the history of the city. He's a man of faith and a dogged advocate for young people of all backgrounds. Since 2003, he's been an institution on the Westside Airwaves. Get your pen or your pad or your electronic device. School Talk has arrived. Now, here's your host, Emerson.
Take your seats and get ready. Take your seats and get ready. School Talk is in session once again for the 1,214th time. But who's counting? That's that new math. Calculator, alkylator, icolator, knockulator, annihilator. Nile is a candy. I'm sorry. Take a seat and get ready. My name is Emerson Yurnap, but welcome to School Talk. Mainline here is 244-WBDJ. That's 244-WBDJ or 244-9234. Email schooltalk1 at Yahoo. I just wanted to say that. Good morning, Daniela.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm really tired.
You didn't eat breakfast.
No, I overslept, so I didn't have time to make my waffle, and then I didn't have time to eat my waffle.
Hey, that's a double trouble.
I have a waffle every single morning, and every time I have a waffle, it's a good day.
Yeah.
But today I didn't have my waffle.
So you know what that means, don't you? It's going to be a waffle day.
Well,
like awful waffle.
That means after school, I'm going to have to go get some breakfast or something. I have to drive through.
Yeah, breakfast is very important. Breakfast is very important. Very, 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 very important. So I got coffee.
That's good.
Chased by some water. But that's not breakfast. It just keep me up. Because anyway, we got stuff and things. Talking about things, stuff. A lot of stuff going on in Ben Davis High School. Before I tell my stuff and things, you got some stuff and things going on with the thing we call the Big Boy.
Yeah. Well, Ben Davis Prom is this Saturday.
Prom of my job.
8 to 11 p.m. at Lucas Oil Stadium. That's going to be fun.
It's going to be, yeah.
Great time. Ben Davis softball, that's Tuesday. Warren Central at Ben Davis, that's at 5:30 p.m.
Day?
May 28th, there's no school. It's Memorial Day, so you get a day off there. Hey. Ben Davis graduation is at 7:30 p.m. on June 4th at the State Fairgrounds Coliseum.
Woo-hoo!
The Ben Davis Theater presents 10-minute plays May 8th and 9th at 7 o'clock p.m.
That'll work. 10-minute plays?
10-minute plays.
That's kind of cool.
It does sound cool.
10-minute plays. Like short stories.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
That is really cool. That'd be a good thing to take, like, young kids to.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. I agree.
And then, of course, we've got School Talk with Emerson. That's every Friday at 7:30 a.m. We have a special guest today.
Yeah, we
And we're going to be talking about student activities.
Yep, sure will. Stuff and things, stuff students do when they're supposed to do. And that was game. We call that thing the... Well, before my guest gets in the room and gets into the building, I'd like to give a shout out and a big old congratulations to senior Evelyn Sanchez. She is named the top 2018 International High School Journalist of the Year by the Youth Journalism International. Sanchez is the first Ben Davis student to win this prestigious award. Push the magic button. Go ahead.
She also won two prom tickets.
Two prom tickets? Hey, that'll work right on time. That's more important than the award. I said that. Anyway, she's quoted in the Ben Davis Spotlight, and the quote was, "I don't know what to say," Sanchez said after hearing the news of her award. This is beyond belief. Sanchez serves as an online editor for the Spotlight staff this year. After being news editor last school year, she was a school book photographer her sophomore year and also serves as reporter and anchor for BDTV News. If it's about you and me, it's on BDTV. You better know it. She's an awesome student and she's a great multimedia journalist. Totally awesome. Hats off to my kids. Gotta tell you, push the magic button because it wasn't for my kid. I'll be in the bed. I'll be at home sleep because this whole program is student produced, student driven. So if it's not about our kids, you won't hear it on this airways here in Giant 90.9. And in the studio is my guest. He graduated from the University of Indianapolis, Indiana, Ball State University. Can't tell you what high school he went to, but he's going to tell you what high school he went to because he did go to high school before he went to college. And in the studio is is the assistant principal at MSD of Wayne Township, Ben Davis High School, Mr. Clodfelder. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
How are you doing? High five.
High five.
High five, because you got so much energy. I need to slow down a little bit. You have a lot of energy. I see you in the hallways. You have a lot of energy.
Absolutely.
Why?
Well, why not? I get to do exactly what I wanted to do for the rest of my life.
And an awesome mentor to our young people. Awesome leader to our young people. They just, and a lot of the adults understand, a lot of kids don't really understand until they get older. Because I know when I'm out in the community and I see kids after high school, after they graduate and got parents and they got their kids, they're a little bit different. And they're talking a little bit different. Then they tell you a lot of things that they didn't tell you in high school, like, thank you for being how you were with me in high school. You ever faced that?
Oh, absolutely. I think that, it's as simple as being out in the hallways and saying good morning and not take your hat off or you're doing this, that, or the other wrong. It's starting with good morning, and it's starting with treating kids with dignity and respect that they deserve.
Yeah, I mean, it's consistent, and you got to be consistent. Also, I want to also shout out a big time shout out to the principal of Ben Davis High School, Miss Sandra Squire. She is the Indiana Principal of the Year for District 7. Congratulations to our leader, Push the magic button again. Push again. Hey, we just got camps all over this place, Teach.
I tell you, Miss Squire is a wonderful leader, and so many of our kids know what she does, and so many staff members know what she does. I was talking to her a little bit yesterday about this award, and in her humble way, she said, you know, this is an award for Ben Davis High School. This means that that folks across the state recognize what we, all of us here wearing purple, what we're able to accomplish on a day-to-day basis and what our kids are able to do.
I mean, maybe in some schools, the principals, like, stay in the office and they do their administration from their office. But Ben Davis High School, you see the assistant principals and the principals in the hallways, in the cafeterias, interacting with our young people. Really interacting with young people. I mean, that is awesome.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, why did we get into this business? It wasn't to sit in an office. It wasn't to do paperwork and write reports. We got into this business to teach kids and to be with kids. So why not take advantage of that every day?
We're going to talk about prom today, but you've been here how many years?
This is my 11th year.
11th year? Okay, now what high school did you go to?
I went to North Putnam High School.
Get out of here!
So if you take Rockville Road West, you go through Avon and Danville, and then North Putnam is the next school system that direction. I grew up on a farm.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, I patrolled that county when I was a state trooper.
In fact, prom, my junior year, I went to prom, and I went in a 1992 Saab convertible that my aunt let me use. Me and my best friend, we had top hats and canes. We thought we were Lloyd and Harry from the Dumb and Dumber. And we had dinner before prom at a West Side establishment that's now gone, but it was a longtime staple in this community, and that was Mountain Jack's up on 38th Street.
Mountain Jack's, wow.
Where they made your salad table side. They would actually bring the salad bar to you.
Oh, man. Who does that? Who did that? Used to Mark Four restaurant at the Adams Mark used to do
the marker,
that.
Sure.
The marker. Good job. And there's in Putnam County, there was a restaurant on the corner of US 40 and 231.
Mm-hmm.
I can't think. And
that's right by South Putnam High School.
They ain't there. No,
they're the bad guys.
They're gone now, though.
They're the bad guys, Emerson. We didn't talk about them. They were our rivals.
Oh, man. Y'all just know Putnam County. I have a lot of memories when I was patrolling Putnam County, especially 231, because it's a windy road. I was going down. I'm getting in trouble for this one. But I was going down 231, and 231 is like, it's not straight.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a curve in 231 before you get to I-70.
Yep.
And if you don't take that curve slow enough, you go through the fence.
No doubt.
When I was state trooper, I crashed through the fence.
I hope you never pulled me over in my high school days. Hope that wasn't you.
No. Back in the day, though, we took kids home.
Yeah.
We did. We really did. We did a lot of taking kids home to the parents. Kids were a little bit different. This is back in the 79.
Okay, before my time.
79. Okay. 79 to 85. Kids were a little bit different from my perspective. They did crazy things on the street, you know, from vandalism. But a lot of times we took kids homes to their parents. And that was a pretty good time. But anyway, it's time for the prom, the special night. The special night usually in May, and ours in May. And look on the internet, look at the history of the prom. It's interesting history. But I'm not going to go through the history. I'm going to talk about our prom, because our prom is going to be new history. Our prom is coming up. So, Mr. What do you do for our prom?
Well, Mr. Fraley is actually our prom coordinator. Yeah, okay. And I work with Mr. Fraley, and he organizes everything, and he and I work together to put on a safe and enjoyable prom. You know, so much of what we do in high school, when you get down to the core of why we do it, mm-hmm. not just what we're doing, not just how we're doing it,
right.
why we're doing it. We're doing this to help kids start to understand what they're going to face when they leave Ben Davis High School.
Okay.
And they go.
Oh, no.
And they become whatever they're going to become. And black tie events become a part of their profession or a part of their social circle. You know, they're going to go do great things. And mm-hmm. so black tie events are going to be a part of their reality.
That is so
this
true.
Is what we're doing. We're giving them an opportunity to dress up and to be a part of an event like that, so that when they leave us, they're prepared for an event like that.
Okay, that makes sense. Well, our prom is coming up, and I got the prom details. You can verify May 5th, 2018, from 8 p.m. to 11.
That's right.
Lucas Oil. Mm-hmm. Okay, yep. We're going to be on the 50-yard line?
No, we are actually on the... On the main deck, when you first walk in, there's a stage there where two race cars are kind of standing on
ends. Hey! Thank you, everybody. On the end.
Yeah, over by the oil can concession stand, if anybody's ever been down to Lucas Oil.
Okay. Now, it's for only seniors and juniors.
Juniors and seniors, unless they're bringing a sophomore as a guest.
How about freshmen?
Or a freshman as a guest.
Well, I'm just kidding. Prom is an awesome time, and I really say that because my hometown is Terre Haute.
Uh-huh.
That's where I was born and raised. And you remember Wiley High School?
Uh-huh.
I went there. Remember Gerstmeyer High School?
Isn't that where Slick Leonard went?
Yep.
Yeah.
Remember Gerstmeyer High School?
I don't remember it, but I've heard of it.
I went there.
Yeah.
Ever heard of State Laboratory?
Nope.
I went there. You ever heard of North Vigo High School?
It doesn't surprise me that you came from a school that's called a laboratory.
That was a good one. I'm still in the process. You know, I went to North Vigo, too.
Yeah.
I couldn't stay in school.
Why not?
I did some thinking. I thought I wasn't a bad student. I didn't. I got in a couple fights. I couldn't stay in school. My mama did the best she could. My dad did the best he could. I just couldn't stay in school. And therefore, not staying in school long enough, I really didn't find an interest in prom. You know, I went to Wiley High School. I think a whole year, no credits.
Mm-hmm.
I think Gerstmeyer. I quit Gerstmeyer. I went to State Laboratory. Didn't like that. Went to North. Kind of like North. But when it came time to... be a senior, that's going to hold me back. Not enough credits.
Sure.
How that happened, I don't know. So then I said, forget this. I joined the Marine Corps. And I got in Marines and I got something whooped him. I ran across a man I couldn't talk down, spit down, or beat down. Uh-huh. And he kind of like beat some sense into me. So as 18 in the Marine Corps, I finally woke up. But looking back, boy, I wish I would have went to prom. Mm-hmm. Man, I wish I really went to prom, because you see the kids now and how much fun they're having, and then you see them when they get older, and that's a memory that lasts a lifetime.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And, you know, our prom is, we have an outstanding DJ. Our kids always rave about.
DJ Swift!
DJ B Swift.
B and, Swift!
I tell the kids sometimes I'm DJ B Smooth.
I can see you DJing.
That's right. Absolutely.
I can see you on the ones and twos.
But our kids rave about both prom and post-prom. So It's one of my favorite events of the year.
It's awesome. The junior prince is James Barker. And why is there so many names?
No, that's not correct. It's candidates.
Oh, they're candidates.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then the king is Nehemiah. Is it Nehemiah hearing? No, those are candidates. Who won it?
Candidates.
They don't know.
It at a prom.
See, I didn't know that because I didn't go.
They'll announce it at a prom.
So these are the candidates. So James Barker, Avery Gilbert, and all these good folks. Mm-hmm. Nehemiah. I don't know this stuff because I didn't go because I was a knucklehead. Anyway, location is going to be. The dress code is black tie, and the women, the young ladies, gowns.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a challenge?
No, for the most part, our kids do a really good job.
Mama, don't worry.
That's right. Things we really want our kids to focus on is, again, this is a black tie event. Mm-hmm. So, you know, as they leave us and they go to these black tie events, typically tennis shoes are not appropriate. Blue jeans are not appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
So we want kids to make sure that they're wearing, black tie.
Okay.
typical attire.
For the parents, if their students bringing those two from another school, mm-hmm. is that permissible?
Yeah, so my big thing is to put on a safe event is I want to know who is at prom. Yeah. Okay. And so our students, when they want to bring somebody from another school, they get a guest form. And that student from another school or university has someone sign that they are a fine, upstanding citizen mm-hmm. in their school community. Mm-hmm. And they bring that to me, and I add them to the guest list.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, we're running a little bit of Facebook Live this morning. So, parents, get that information from us live right now so you can bring your child to the safe Ben Davis. So, now, once you get into the event, a lot of parents want to wonder, can your student, like, leave once they're there?
I mean, leave
like,
prom?
Yeah.
No, they cannot. Once they're in, they're with us until they decide to leave. And when they decide to leave, then they sign out.
Like a lockdown.
Yeah, well, a little bit. I don't like to think of it like a lockdown.
lockdown is a positive thing. I mean, churches have lockdowns, and churches are positive locations. They call them lockdowns.
Lock-ins.
So. That's it.
Lock-ins.
I'm sorry, y'all. My background's showing again.
Yeah. And then at post-prom, we do something similar. We like kids to be at post-prom by 12:30.
Okay.
So they have an hour and a half to get changed and get to post-prom.
Okay.
And so they're there by 12:30, and that runs until 2 o'clock. It's at Western Bowl.
Okay.
They can actually get there as early as about 11:45 if they'd like to.
All right. Now, how is post-prom set up? How is that? Similar to like you're at high school or
yeah,
car
it's,
supervision?
Well, it's in the bowling alley, so okay. There's bowling and there's we have free shoe rental, and then we there'll be snacks and drinks there for kids.
Mm-hmm.
They have video games, and it's a fun event.
Will the BD Dads be there this year again?
Oh, BD Dads, they wouldn't miss it.
Yeah,
it's a great group.
Yeah, it's an awesome group of dads. They've been working here with the high school for a number of years. So if you men out there want to get involved with our young people, I suggest you get involved with the Ben Davis Dads, the BD Dads. Also, because you get a chance to eat. And dads like to eat when you go out to the Western Bowl. So how many, I guess my question is this. What's our track record? How we say we want to run a safe, how have we been doing?
We never have problems at prom. There's just never any issues. Our kids they're there to have a good time. They're dressed up, and it really is one of the highlights of their high school career. And we normally have between 1,000 and 1,100 kids that come to prom.
Mm-hmm.
This year, we're actually well ahead of schedule.
Wow!
So I'm expecting upwards of 1,200 kids.
That
to
is
prom
awesome.
This year.
That
so
is awesome.
It should be a phenomenal time.
For you folks out there that are really, really smarter than I am, you understand that the word prom is short for the word promenade. And looking at the history of the prom, the formal and inductory parading of guests at a party, the prom can be traced back to the simple co-ed banquets that 19th century America's universities held for each year's graduating class. A growing teenage culture pushed proms younger and younger. And by the 1940s, the adolescence dance we know today had almost entirely taken hold. The kids had taken over the prom. It's awesome, though. I mean, Dana, you going to prom? My producer.
I already went to prom.
How many? What? Where?
My school.
Oh, sorry, you snuck out of here.
Yeah, I had prom last Saturday.
Okay, where'd you have it at?
I had it at the Regent Hightower.
Okay.
On the rooftop.
Would you miss it?
I wouldn't miss it for the. I've been three. This was my third year, and I'll go again next year. But I wouldn't miss it for the world. I think it's a really awesome experience.
What high school do you go?
Tri-West.
Tri-West. Yeah. Okay. And did you go to dinner somewhere before, or
yeah,
did they serve
did.
Dinner at prom?
No, they serve small snacks and stuff there, but we always go before.
Where did you go?
I went to a hibachi restaurant, but all the reservations got mixed. It was just, it's a long story. But
we got 5 minutes, go ahead.
Okay, so we made reservations for one restaurant,
mm-hmm.
but we went to a different restaurant. So what happened was, like, my boyfriend called a restaurant, and he was like, yeah, reservations, thinking that it was the other restaurant.
Right, right.
So we ended up going to a different one, and it was abandoned. Like, there was nobody in there except for, like, a waiter and, like, a chef. And then there was this one girl sitting, and she made the chef cook her, like, four meals, and, like, she was sitting there alone. And so we walked in, and the guy was very friendly. Like, it was great service, but We were expecting something completely different.
So what you're telling us is your boyfriend was completely unorganized?
No, yeah.
A little bit?
It happened last year, too.
But did they make you an onion volcano?
They did.
Except an onion volcano, then everything's
okay. I will
okay.
say that the chef was not the best. I think it was like two stars of the hibachi part, but the food was good. So
yeah, now that don't. Yeah,
now what about sushi? Did you get sushi?
Don't make no
sense. You were there.
I did. I got California rolls.
Okay,
can't go wrong.
Excellent.
Yeah, that is awesome. Yeah. So, I bet there's a lot of prom stories out there. All right, Mr. Kleinfelter, you went to prom, didn't you?
I did.
What's your prom story?
When I was a junior, our prom was actually in the gymnasium, and the theme was River of Dreams, which was a Billy Joel song at the time.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then my senior year, the junior class was much more organized than we were, and we were at the Crown Mansion in Carmel. And so
okay.
It was a good event. We had a nice time.
Oh man. Yeah. See, I can't do that. I just can't. I don't have it. It's like graduation. I know. You walked across the stage when you were in high school, didn't you?
I did.
And you're going to walk across the stage in high school.
Maybe.
What you mean maybe? They mailing your stuff in the mail?
I'm going to graduate, but I don't know if I'm going to walk.
Why?
Why wouldn't you walk?
Yeah, why? So now you started something now.
I don't have any family here, so I don't see the point of going through a big thing.
Ooh, but it's about you.
Yeah.
It's about your accomplishments.
This is you.
This is that you've done. I mean, look, you transport yourself to Area 31 every day.
That's true.
And you've obviously established yourself as an outstanding student because you're here sitting as a producer. And I happen to know from 6 years in this job that nobody sits right there that isn't extremely well qualified.
Yeah.
And so you've earned it.
Yeah, I guess.
I did not walk. I quit, got my GED in the Marine Corps. I miss walking across that stage, having them call my name, shake my hand. Give me my piece of paper. Even give me something that don't have my piece of paper in it. Just give me something. I dread that. I mean, I miss that. I wish I can go back and get that.
Yeah.
Girl, you got to walk.
Yeah.
I call you girl out of total respect. You got to walk. I don't care. What day is it? I'll be there. I'll be in the audience. I'll call you sick.
I'll be in trouble. I'm not graduating this year. It'll be next year.
Well,
next
good.
Year, you're a junior. So yeah. Mr. Benner, the principal at Tri-West, yeah. I'm sure he would love to shake your hand up.
Oh,
on stage.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Girl. If I'm doing radio next year, if I'm alive next year, I'll be there. I'll be in the audience. You got to walk.
I will. It just takes so long.
It's so beautiful.
So long.
But when you get old like me, 63 years old, you look back. You're like, oh, I'm glad Mr. Allen asked me to walk. I know he's gone, but I'm.
It's funny, though. At Tri-West, we only have, I think, around 100-something kids in my class.
Yeah.
In my old school, we had like 500 kids in my class, so the graduation will be a lot shorter.
Yeah. Yeah, walk. It's a piece of your history. And like you said, like Mr. Clifford said, it's you. It's about you, not about who's in the audience. It's about you, your accomplishments. And that's a big accomplishment, and that's a memory that you will have one way or the other for the rest of your life. You're either going to remember your walk, or you're going to remember that you didn't walk, one or the other. And I prefer the one, remember the day that you walked. I mean, a couple times during here Ben Davis graduation, a couple guys walked the wrong way, and Dr. Thompson was the superintendent then, boy, they got in trouble. So you got to walk the right way. So that was pretty good. But kids do. That's what kids do. Anyway, so our prom is coming up. So your parents and all your students, you got to get ready for that. Got to get your gowns together. Got to get your tuxedo together. And your choice of color tuxedo, I bet you see some interesting color tuxedos.
We do, absolutely. I mean, our kids, they come dressed up. I mean, yeah. they look outstanding. One of Miss Squire's favorite things to do is she's over there by the entrance, and she takes selfies with probably 150 kids before they come in.
It's a beautiful time.
Yeah, our kids, they come dressed to the nines, and they're ready to go.
And nines mean no athletic shoes, no flip-flops. Come dressed to impress, because this is one night that you will remember, and you'll look grown up, and I know the kids will look definitely grown up, and to be acting grown up but having fun at the same time, and just to show you that grown-ups can have fun, you'll be having fun like grown-ups. So that's a good thing. So it's going to be, the post-prom is going to be at the West Rainbow, 6441 West Washington Street, from 12 midnight until 2 in the morning, and only students who purchase a prom or prom ticket are allowed.
That's right.
That's good. So you can't, at least I'm going to skip prom and then go to post-prom.
You can buy a post-prom only ticket for $10.
Okay.
So that's an option, but you cannot do that at the door. So that's got to be done before lunches are over today.
So we know, so we know who you are.
That's right.
And you're not buying it from the kids down the street. A little more history on the prom. Interesting thing. Back in the 1950s, during the war, a thriving post-war economy allowed high schools to eschew the traditional gymnasium in favor of proms and held in hotels or at country clubs. So it was 1950 when they kind of like left the schools and went into the hotel and country club. It was pretty cool. President Kennedy rescheduled a 1963 1,000-a-plate fundraiser at the Beverly Hilton to accommodate a local school whose prom had been booked for the same time. 1975, President Ford's daughter, Susan, held her 1974, President Ford's daughter, Susan, held her high school senior prom at possibly the best prom location ever, the White House. That's pretty cool.
That's very cool.
Has anyone else done this since then? I haven't seen anything that anyone, the Sashas didn't do it. The Obama kids didn't, because they were in high school about that time. No, they were young.
Yeah, they were.
They were in high school. They didn't have their prom at the high school, at the White House.
They didn't have it at the White House, but they still went.
Yeah. There you go. See, they went. That's right. They did better than me. That's pretty. In April, here's another one. It's interesting. Just our history of the proms. In April 1979, a Mississippi school district canceled its prom rather than allow a student to bring a girlfriend as her date. That was interesting. That's a long story. Go online and read that one. That's too long for me. Anyway, our prom is coming up. If you got a date, you're coming in, but your date got to be checked out, and you got to be checked out. Your clothes got to be checked out. You got to be right, or you're not coming in tonight, and that's going to be awesome. What else I got here? Hope I don't want to miss nothing. Mr. Clyde Feather, I don't want to miss anything for these kids and the parents. DJ B. Swift. Students. I know we talked about this in the beginning of the year. Because if you have five or more suspension days.
No, it's detentions.
Detention? Oh, those detentions.
Yeah, yeah. See, that's even deeper. Absolutely. If you're late to class, too many times that you end up with a detention. And you have to make sure you get those served before you can go to prom.
Ah, so you got to pay up. You got to pay the piper if you owe suspensions. Students must have less than five suspensions and no unserved detentions. Wow, that's cool. That's nice. Remember a student named Chi-Town?
Oh, yeah.
You know, he's a father.
Is he? Okay.
He's a father. I saw him at Walmart, and I saw him again at a couple restaurants. Man, you wouldn't recognize him.
Yeah.
Oh, man, he's so nice. He's really, grown. It's nice when you see kids. Chi-Town, I don't mind talking about it because we talk. It's like I said, when I talk about seeing kids when they get out of high school, when they get a chance to grow up. Because I was a knucklehead in high school. And I'm not saying, Chi-Town, you was a knucklehead, but you know how you were. when you see him, you'd be like, oh, wow, Chi-Town.
You know, this is a good opportunity. I'm going to get on my soapbox a little
bit. Go ahead.
So, we see a lot on social media these days about millennials and older folks, people my age and older, talking about kids these days.
Yeah.
And there's nothing more eternal than old people complaining about young people. And, people say kids these days are different. They're really not. Kids these days are very similar to how you and I were when we were growing up.
Mm-hmm.
They just have a whole different set of challenges. And I would even say their challenges are even a little more difficult to deal with than they were when we were our age, because they have this information that's attached to them all the time in their cell phones. Okay. Yeah. And so I would ask adults listening out there who don't have contact with kids day-to-day like we do and aren't inspired by kids day-to-day like we are and don't see the potential that this generation has, I would challenge you in your church or in your community or in a restaurant to take the time to get to know what is now being called quote-unquote millennials.
Yeah.
And I think that what you'll find is that with the image portrayed of social millennials on social media is drastically different from the reality. And what the reality is that this is a generation that has vision and has passion and has compassion and that we could all learn a little bit from them.
Wow. Well said. I couldn't say it better myself. And you're so right. I've got two millennials, daughters, you know, and they're smart and they both have degrees. I mean, they got their degrees. They did better than daddy. They're Ben Davis graduates. I got all three of my girls are Ben Davis graduates. One has a master's degree and two of them got bachelor's degrees. They mm-hmm. came through. Push the magic button for myself. I'm just going to push the button. You know, my girls did awesome. And they came through Ben Davis. And I'm so proud of that, you know, because they got that love from the teachers and got that those talks from the teachers if they needed it, you know. But one was in publications, one was in marketing, and one was in with choirs. So my girls got involved in the programs that Ben Davis had, and that really, really helped them be the young ladies and young mothers that they are right now. So my hat's off to Ben Davis, and I can see why with the passion that what you just said, why kids turn out the way they do when they leave high school, you know, because they get that love and understanding while they're in high school.
Yeah, there's no doubt. And, you know, I heard our new football coach, Jason Simmons, talking to a student about this yesterday, and I'm really excited for our community to get to know Jason a little bit more.
Yeah.
I think they're going to find that he is a transcendent educator. He was talking to a student yesterday about how high school provides kids with soft landings.
Right.
And that even when you make a mistake, and we all made mistakes when we were young. Some of us more than others.
Oh, yes.
And that high school, our job is to provide you with those soft landings and help you learn from those mistakes before you go out to college and to career and to enlistment or employment. That then when you're much less likely to make those mistakes later on.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's the mentality of staff members here at Ben mm-hmm. Davis and really public educators across this state that I've come in contact with, is that kids are kids
mm-hmm.
and kids are going to make mistakes. Right. You know, it's our job to see them as redeemable, to offer them a clean slate every day, mm-hmm. help them learn from their mistakes and push them to even higher heights.
That's so huge. That's huge, because think about driving a car. You don't wake up just driving a car. I'm gonna go drive a car today. You just decide you're gonna start driving. You gotta learn. You gotta get behind that wheel and make some mistakes. You gotta get some help. I mean, that's growing up. You're gonna make mistakes. And when you get older, guess what? You're gonna still make mistakes when you get older. You know, so why beat up the kids? I agree. Bro, that's awesome. We got some awesome quotes, Mr. Klotfelder, from him. We're gonna be using some of your quotes and some of you should look out for YWF. Some knowledge coming your way, whether you like it or not, because May 5th, 2018, from 8 p.m. until 11 p.m., location, Lucas Oil Stadium, downtown where the Colts play, it's going to be the Ben Davis Primes. And it's going to be safe, and it's going to be awesome. Mr. Klotfelder, you already know the window is your window. Anytime you got news you want to use and drop to on our kids, you already know where to come.
Absolutely.
So keep it up. We'll that's why our kids do what they do, because our teachers are awesome, and so are you. So I'm going to get these two kids to class. I'm going to get you somewhere in the hallways or your class, because you got to do stuff and things, thank stuff. And as I always close my show, I go by saying, to the parents and to the teachers. Our students have so much to give. You got to teach them, be investors in themselves and others. What you give out, what you're going to be giving back. Young man, just be a man. Be a man. And you know what? It's okay to copy a copycat. If you're a copycat, they can copy you. It's okay. They can be like you. They can be themselves, but they can learn some stuff from you. They can do that. Your future is in the hands of the ones you hang with. Don't hang with the wrong knucklehead dudes. Three guys in the window. Don't hang with knuckleheads. Stay in school. Go to prom. Don't wear flip-flops either. But you know what? Young man, be a man. Pull up your pants. I still can't stand sagging. I can't stand it, Mr. Klotfelder. Why do you still wear? Why do you sag? Why they sag? Why? I don't know why.
I don't know, but old people complain about the style of young people, and old people complain about the music of young people.
Yeah, we do.
It's eternal.
We do, but they're going to have bad hips. Like the doctor Bud said, you're going to be making them hip, the old hip doctors make a lot of money. Anyway, pull your pants up. I know it's a fad. I know it's a style. Pull them up. You know what? The views on School Talks, I can't talk today. What am I usually say?
the views on School Talk are not expressed.
That's Wait, right. They're that not right? my views. Those are your views?
No, they're not my views.
I don't know what. Yes, they are. They're our views.
They're our views.
They're our views. The views of the press school, none of the views are really ranged. I'll say slow down. They're not the views of the Wayne Township, Ben Davis High School, or Giant 90.9. They're my views, the views of my guests. So till next week, I'll have some more crazy stuff. After the prom, it'll be after the prom. You going to the prom?
No.
I'm getting you later. See you next week on School Talk.